Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe live at the Music City Center NASCAR Awards in our city. And we continue the driver interviews with Brad Keselowski from Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing. As he is here with us, a former champion. Brad, what's up? How are you?
Doing good. It's good to be here in Nashville and enjoying the championship week. I wish I was the champion. But, a lot of progress for us for RFK in 2023. And it's good to reflect on that as the season has come to a close and enjoy a little bit of holidays and get back at it in Daytona here in a few months.
Yeah, you've been transitioning, you know, from just a driver, and now you're an owner-driver and obviously working with Jack. I know has been awesome, but you mentioned the progress. Buescher finds victory lane, you know, a few times this year. It feels like things are definitely trending in the right direction for your team.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're really pleased with the progress we made. Not satisfied, but pleased. I want to take another step. We've got a lot of initiatives to do that, but, I think in a lot of ways the best is yet to come for us.
Do you, as you reflect the last few years when you decided to leave Penske and come over here and start this new adventure, you know, what has the, I mean, I assume it's been a roller coaster. What's it been like, you know, to do that?
Oh, yeah, there's, you know, like anything, peaks and valleys. And, you know, I think, Chase, we went from being kind of in the outhouse to somewhat of the penthouse a couple times this year and then back to the outhouse a couple times. So, you know, that's all part of the ride. But, it's great to see the team come together, the people come together. I really enjoy that. You know, watching young, new people come into the sport and seeing them be successful is just really thrilling as a team owner and a driver. We're super hungry. Our company's hungry, and I want to see that continue to mature, and I'm enjoying the ride while it's happening.
Now, you had a truck team, so you've, you know, had ownership before, and so that prepared you. But what was something about being an owner in the Cup Series that you thought you knew, but maybe you didn't?
There's all kinds of things you think you know that you don't know until you get your head in it. But, there are some pieces that were easier, some pieces that were harder than I thought. It's a little bit easier to raise, you know, revenue than it is in the other series with respective partnerships and so forth. But then it's also harder because the competition is, you know, it's the best of the best. And in the other series, they're more junior league levels. So those aren't necessarily surprises, but the challenge is at hand for sure.
Brad Keselowski is with us. He drives the number 6 for RFK Racing. And obviously here in Nashville, you guys race out at the Nashville Super Speedway with the Ally 400. How important is it to, you know, be in a city, you celebrate the championship here, but also be able to race here as well with the Ally 400 the last few years?
Yeah, it's a good connection with having the banquet and the race here. And hopefully one day the short track as well. Yeah. You know, we have the Super Speedway, and I would love to be able to do both. So I think it just connects everything that we're doing here in Nashville. And, you know, the industry, I think admittedly so, would say we didn't have enough presence in Nashville for quite some time. And we're trying to make up for that in, I think, a meaningful way. And so it's good to see that.
Were you surprised, or did it just make sense when, you know, that first race at the Super Speedway sold out to see the fan support in Nashville that, okay, yeah, they're bought in. Did you think there was going to have to be, you know, some selling, or did you feel like it was going to be easy?
Nashville's been just a great town for NASCAR, and we appreciate that. Great support from the locals here, and we don't take it for granted, but we certainly do appreciate it.
So as, you know, you as a driver and then obviously an owner with the next-gen car, we've seen it now for 2 seasons, where do you feel like we're at with that, and what are some areas where you still would like to see improvement? Obviously, short tracks are probably going to be at the top of the list.
Yeah, we're getting pretty comfortable with how the car goes together and the things that you need to have to operate it. And that's a good feeling. We always want the racing to be better, and there's, you know, always opportunities out there. And, you know, probably the short tracks stand out and the road courses as well. So, I suspect we'll see more efforts to improve the racing to some degree, but as a whole, I think it's the car is starting to settle into its own.
And then yesterday it's announced the new TV deals with Fox and NBC, and then TNT, Amazon coming in. How important is that, looking at things with the owner hat on, of the growth of the sport to have, you know, big media partners?
Yeah, you know, the media partners are critical to our, you know, ability to connect with our fans, and also drive the revenues that we need to pay the bills so that we can. These race cars are expensive. It takes a lot of parts and pieces and manpower to get them down the road for 38 weeks a year to all these different venues across the country. And so the thing that pays for it as much or more than anything else is going to be the TV deal and the rights package. And so it's always good to see some stability there because it gives stability to our people. And we really care about that.
Yeah, for sure. Brad, good to see you again. Thanks so much for doing this. And enjoying that your rest of your time here in Nashville.
Will do. Thanks, Jason.
Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 6 and also co-owner with RFK Racing, joining us here on the program as we're live today at the NASCAR Awards Media Day. A lot of the drivers making their way around, talking to the different media outlets and also talking to us. And we appreciate that. And also appreciate Green Trees Company for being on board, as our coverage is presented by Green Trees Company Dispensary, providing high-quality legal THC products. You can learn more at Green Trees. That's with a Z, company.com, greentreescompany.com. We'll have more drivers. Also going to hear from Ryan Blaney, the NASCAR champion. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. But we caught up with him earlier because it's a little bit different for the champion. You know, the other drivers come through and do the car wash, and he's got a lot more that he has to do. So we caught up with him earlier, and looking forward to that as he celebrates his first championship. If you've never experienced anything like this, I mean, it's a whirlwind. I mean, all these drivers, you know, Kyle Busch is right next to me, talking to different reporters. You know, Kevin Harvick we just had on, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson. I mean, they're all bouncing around and you can also tell that they're enjoying Nashville and all that there is to do here in America's Music City. So appreciate NASCAR for having us and also getting these great drivers on, as they truly are the best drivers in the world. So some of you texted in. Ben said the number 4 light blue Busch car will always be one of the best looking cars on the track when we had Kevin Harvick on. That's pretty cool. But And it's weird not seeing them in fire suits either. You know, they're all just kind of in normal street clothes. So, we'll hope to have more drivers join us. But coming up next, you'll hear the conversation that Joe and I had yesterday with NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney. We'll do that next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.